Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joe Labava's here. Joe's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. Let's see, how many years? 12 years he's been hanging out with us. How about that? A dozen years Joe has been here, and he is the franchise king. He's our franchise expert. He's the author of the Bible on the topic, Become a Franchise Owner. And he's our good friend, Joel. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me all the way from Texas.
Yeah, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. And Texas to Cleveland. How about that connection? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Boy, that's great.
Hey, Joel, is the economy is doing well. The stock market's doing pretty good. People are seem to be getting raises. They're excited about the new tax law. Obviously, overall, GDP is up from where it was for darn near 10 years. But is that kind of optimism, is that counter-cyclical to the franchise industry? What do you think?
Well, yes, it's true. The economy is good, and franchising definitely participates in that on the consumer side, for sure.
Right.
On the folks wanting to buy a franchise side, it's a double-edged sword because if the unemployment is really low like it is now,
right,
and it continues to stay that way, that means that there are going to be less people who want another option, who want to explore owning a business.
So you're saying
if you already own a franchise,
and from a sales standpoint
– right.
It's a good time to be in business like any other business. But if you're a franchisor and you're in the business of selling franchises, that kind of sales might not be as good, as strong in this economy.
Right. I'm predicting that it's going to be flat this year, maybe a little growth. But franchisors have to realize that there are probably going to be less people in the pool of would-be franchisees, because they're working and they're not in career pain. That means they don't necessarily have to make a move.
Right.
And that's huge.
You're making an excellent point, Joel, because a lot of people don't realize how many businesses are started out of necessity, not planned or desire. I mean, take me for example. I was a good corporate employee for 23 years, and I really always wanted to have my own business, but it took a kick in the pants for me to do it because I was downsized twice in 18 months, and so that second time, that's when I said, you know, I thought about looking for a job, and I thought, you know, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself,
That's right. A lot of people tell me that.
And so I was just going to say that a lot of people don't realize the necessity part of starting a business. And as you say, when things are pretty good out there in employee land, there's not as much necessity, is there?
No, there's not. But it's funny because the people that I've talked to over the years and that I've worked with one-on-one that have been downsized, I would say that 70% of them have told me, well, Joel, you know, I'm downsized and I'm thinking about looking, you know, at becoming my own boss, maybe buying a franchise. You know, I've always wanted to be my own boss anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like getting downsized was the push that a lot of people need to make a move. Because if you're making $120,000 a year, maybe your spouse works, you have a pretty good nest egg, set up.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be too enthusiastic about dumping $150,000 or $200,000 into a startup franchise and waiting for a little while for the income to start coming in.
However, and I think I saw this in your predictions, if you are going to buy a franchise, this might be a good year to buy one, because the franchisors are going to be a little leaner, and you predicted they're going to have to put a little more investment in sales. What do you think?
They are. And actually, some franchisors may actually do some retraining or additional training for their franchise salespeople who are used to having a pretty good amount of candidates in front of them. And this retraining may include maybe a softer sell or how to really get people to be on your side and become almost friends with them.
Right.
So it's more of a casual conversation instead of a hard sell when you're presenting the opportunity.
Right, exactly. All right, what else do you think you predict is going to happen?
Well, I think the interest rates are going to stay pretty low. So the people that are going to buy a franchise and are going to go out and get a small business loan, the rates are still going to be attractive. So that is really, really a positive.
Is the traditional lending
for a couple of years?
Is the traditional lending sources banks? Are they fertile soil for franchise lending?
Not as much as they used to be. It's interesting because a lot of the online lenders or the online portals try to find loans, a lot of them say, we'll do franchise loans for existing franchises. They don't mention startups at all.
Right.
It used to be the opposite. So if you need working capital, there are a lot of sources to go to, but there's not many sources for a startup franchise loan, and that's problematic.
And I'll tell you another thing, out here on Main Street, Joel, the number of community banks, you know, I'm a major champion of community banks. I love community banks.
I think
community banks are one of the best things about America. And I'm worried about community banks because their numbers are almost in half from where they were in 2007. We lost a lot of community banks.
Jim?
Yeah. Go ahead.
They need some good PR firms to help them along because they just are not talked about enough. That's part of the problem.
I don't disagree with you. No, they in some ways they're their own problem. And you know, you and I are talking about our children. We're talking about our family here, right? We love them and we're giving them tough love here. I agree with you 100%. Sometimes they're their own worst enemy, but we need them. Your people, franchisees need them. Small business owners need them as an option because we don't need to be relying on Bank of America and Wells Fargo for small business loans all the time. That's not going to work. Hey, thefranchiseking.com, right, Joel?
You got it.
All right, so check him out there, folks, and all of his stuff there, the book, Become a Franchise Owner, that's there. That's an outstanding book. You got to have that if you're interested in franchising. Either way, franchising, franchisee or franchisor. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.